John, with the departure of Grant Williams, Kyle Alexander, you take on a much bigger role for this team, I would think. Are you ready for that?
I think I am, and I am ready for that role and for a bigger role, but I'm not going to single-handedly take on the whole role of those two, because those two were great players, and it would be hard to do that single-handedly. So I got to give kudos to my teammates. You know, we have some other great posts on the team that I think if we all work together, then we can hold it down.
Is it more important for you to improve your scoring, your rebounding, or your defense?
I think all of the above, really. Definitely defensive rebounding. I think we have enough people on our team that can score. However, I think scoring is a big thing I need to improve on, and all of those. So, but defensive rebounding, I mean, coach is really big on that. So, I mean, if you give up offensive rebounds, I mean, that's just more possessions they get.
On paper, I see a lot of scoring on the perimeter. I don't see as much inside. That's why I wonder if you feel like you need to be able to score more.
Right. So, sorry, what was your question?
I see more scoring on the perimeter than I do inside. So I wonder if you feel like because of that, you've got to be a more accomplished scorer inside.
Right. I think you're right. You know, you definitely need an inside presence on every team. You know, sometimes shots might not be falling, or you can work inside out to get ready, to get them open. And so I think definitely scoring inside is big in multiple ways.
You had a really good game against North Carolina when you were a true freshman. Then you ended up having a shoulder problem. How much did that shoulder injury set you back?
I mean, it sidelined me for the rest of the season and even postseason and summer. So it was definitely a big injury. But I took it as like a learning experience, you know. Like I got to watch the game just from a different aspect that I never really watched before. And so it definitely set me back, but I learned a lot from it.
Are you completely healed now?
I am, yes, sir.
Coach Barnes, a couple of years ago, I asked him who's the best athlete on the team, and he mentioned it's between this guy and John Fulkerson. How do you respond to that when your coach says that?
Oh, wow. I would say I'm athletic, but I don't think I'm even near one of the best athletes on the team. I would say maybe Eve. Eve is very athletic, and so is Jalen Johnson. But I guess that's a good compliment coming from Coach.
When you look at this team, the makeup's a lot different. How do you overcome the losses of Grant Williams and Kyle Alexander and Schofield and Bone?
Right. I think we do really, really miss them. And I think we just have to accept the fact that they're no longer on this team and they can no longer help us on the court. And so I think we just have to move on and play together as a team now for what we have.
When you got here, I don't know what the exact chemistry was when you were here, but I wonder if you see a group that just is convinced you can win, that you have the attitude, the athletes, and the cohesiveness to win.
Right. I think so. And I think that goes to Coach Barnes and his staff, you know, that they've kind of changed the culture here. You know, winning is our norm. And so we're not used to losing games, losing four games in a row, having losing seasons. We're used to winning most of our games. And so I think that goes to them, and just instilling the hard work, the practice every day, and go out and compete in games and try to win every game.
Have you looked at your schedule?
I have not. I know sort of something about it, but I have not looked at the official schedule yet.
It's pretty darn good. I wonder if you like the idea. You're playing Washington and Canada. You got some other really good team, Memphis on there. There's some really good teams on this schedule. Do you like having a challenging schedule like that?
Definitely. Like if it was up to me, I'd like to play the toughest schedule in the country. You know, not only just to get everybody's best shot to play the best teams, but also when it comes to March Madness, they look at strength of schedule, and that's really something that weighs heavily. You know, like for example, let's just, you know, UCF in football, like they'll go undefeated every year, but their strength of schedule is not high, and so I think playing good teams on our schedule is very good, especially like I said, like playing the best teams, and then at the end, strength of schedule to get into the tournament.
Tennessee's made the Sweet 16 a couple of years in a row. I wonder if you feel there's some unfinished business about wanting to take that next step.
There definitely is. You know, I feel like we should have made it past there the last 2 years, and just what we know what our goal is, and we know how to get there. We just have to get there and keep working.
It's kind of like the calm before the storm, or you like give me the games and practices every day.
I think you're right. I think we do cherish this time. You know, like it's hard. We have really long practices, long days. But like you said, here in a couple of weeks, we're not going to have this anymore. And so I think we all need to cherish this and make the most of it and get better in all the ways we can. Because like you said, here in a couple of weeks, we're not going to have these over 3 hour long practices going really hard every day before a game. And so I think we all need to take advantage of this time that we have and just make the most of it.
Is this team kind of maybe embracing the mentality that, you know, 2 years ago was kind of a shock to some people in terms of the success? Last year, it kind of bullseye was on your back. You know, then, you know, you have four guys in the league now, and it's like, okay, so what do they still have? Do y'all maybe embrace this mentality that some people are going to start writing you all off because of the losses that you suffered, that you had?
I think they are, and I think they have. But I think that just adds fuel to the fire for us. You know, we know the pieces and the players that we have and the coaches we have, so I think we can still come out and be successful.
What would you call a successful year individually for yourself?
That's a good question. I think just helping the team the best way I can. I think that's it.
What was the thing that you focused this offseason on developing as far as your game the most?
I think just being more consistent in all areas. You know, not being here and there, just being very consistent in all areas of my game.